an original OFM podcast.
The last, was it last week? I, during the course of the show, happened to mention, just in a, as a passing thing, I don't know what we were talking about, and Zelda wasn't happy about it.
You were being mean.
I wasn't being mean.
Okay, we can argue about this later.
And we were having one of these discussions, and I just said, next thing, Zelda's going to be putting in a transfer request, like they do in the English Premier League. No. A transfer request to another show.
I didn't even know we were able to do that.
I didn't know that that was actually a real thing in radio as well, at this radio station.
If I had known, I wouldn't have been here.
Well, lo and behold, the next thing, boom, what did she go and do?
Put in a transfer request.
She put in a transfer request for another show on this radio station. How could you?
Well, I'm just going to go back to the thing is, Darren, you suggested the idea.
So, Darren, did you hear that? That is the sound of Judas.
I didn't suggest it. I just said, next thing we know, it was like me pontificating.
Yeah, but if you never brought it up, I would have never thought about it. Therefore, it would never have happened. So, it's actually all your fault, Darren.
You and I, Zelda, are going to talk for the next two more minutes because Via's looking up the word pontificating now. So you have put in a transfer request, which apparently has been accepted by the Big Breakfast. Is that true?
Well, not you are twisting words slightly, but I will be joining the Big Breakfast from the 2nd of April.
Okay, then it is true.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I felt that they were lonely and they needed more friends. And I thought
Why?
You guys were fine
with that.
There
are already like 15 people in the Big Breakfast studio. Why would you think they're lonely?
Why would you take such a big step backwards in your career?
I think you guys will be all right.
Well, that just left a massive vacuum in the show, but that's fine. Another question. Why would you want to work with people that say this kind of stuff?
I want to know if you can identify the sound for me.
Ek raais goed vat.
Ja, go Walt.
Ek het 'n kamer gedeel met Darren Scott die naweek toe ons strategie naweek gehad het. En hy het presies so geklink in die aand. Is dit Darren?
It's not Darren.
It's not Darren.
It's not Darren. It isn't.
Blatant lying.
Thank you, Duncan. What blatant lies? You want to work with a bunch of liars?
He Seriously. Took a guess, Darren. Didn't you hear?
No, but Fundamatova didn't. Fundamatova was saying that's what I sounded like. Let me give you the actual, yes, we're at a strategy weekend, and I, after much protestation, was forced into a room. In fact, Fundamatova actually came and forced himself into my room.
That's
I had my own room.
Did you at least have two different beds in the room?
Well, I had to, yeah. Anyway, so we were sharing a room, and I went to bed fairly early, okay? Martin was partying along a little later on. I don't know what time. He got back at about 12. But when he got back into the room, I woke up. I didn't say anything. I thought, no, let him go. I didn't know what condition he was in or anything. So I just thought, let him go to sleep. So he did. He got into bed, and then there was silence. And I was awake now. And then it started. It went through like phases where he'd start slowly. Like little grunts, and then it would build up and build up and build up into this crescendo of snoring.
Okay. So actually that sound clip was him, not you.
Well, no. That was something else that they found.
So Darren couldn't actually sleep.
It got so loud he woke himself up with his own snoring, then moved, got comfortable, went back to sleep, and it started again. And this must have gone on for, well, I know it went on for hours because I eventually went downstairs in the hotel and sat drinking cappuccino at about 4 in the morning.
Whew.
So while my fundamental was there, I did not sleep at all because this is what I was hearing.
Wow, that's scary.
Like
what on earth did he eat?
Jurassic Park.
What did he eat before he went to bed?
I have no idea. So thank you very much, Martin, for keeping me awake all night. I didn't say anything to him the next day. I just left it. And you are going to that show. Starting from when?
From the 2nd of April.
Which is next week.
Which is, yeah, which is Monday in a week. Well, today in a week.
Okay, well, thanks for giving us 4 days to find a replacement.
Just Plain Drive. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Only on OFM. The sound of your life. An original OFM podcast.